Press Row is proud to welcome in Dan Uggla, the second baseman of the Washington Nationals. Dan, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Appreciate you guys having me. How are y'all doing?
We're doing fine, thanks, especially on a game day. I know you got a game tonight, so we'll be quick. I know you got to go through the routine that players do. I guess I obviously got to harken back to that five RBI night last week in Atlanta. Given everything you've gone through, and you even said in post-game interviews, everybody knows the backstory. You've had a couple of days to decompress, a few days to decompress from that. What emotion do you take away from that night? Is it joy? Is it vindication? What do you kind of take away from that night?
You know, it's hard to describe, hard to explain. I try not to make anything too big out of any certain situation, no matter what has gone on. But with that being the first time going back or playing in that stadium since last year and being with the Braves, it was pretty significant. I can try and downplay it all I want to, but at the end of the day, it was a really cool moment for me. Probably one of the most special moments I've had in the big leagues. And it's kind of weird the way that whole game went, and how it kind of set up at the end of the game, and then what happened with the home run and everything like that, and us winning the game was pretty surreal.
And that was the word I was going to use, is it's surreal to think about, and I don't know if Elias Sports keeps these stats, but I mean, the fact you hit in the top of the ninth a three-run homer against a team paying you a lot of money. I mean, it's just do you ever think about how did this situation come about?
You know, that's just when you look upstairs to the Lord and say, thank you. Those moments right there are, kind of always reinforce, the God's watching out, man. It's just you can't think to put yourself in that kind of situation and actually something like that happen. It's just, him watching out and then allowing me to do what I did.
You're listening to Dan Uggla, the second baseman of the Washington Nationals, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Dan, you were praised almost universally by everyone in the Braves organization for how you handled the struggles and the teammate you were. Is the game still fun for you?
Oh, of course. It was a bad situation
right
over there. I was struggling. I got benched. I got left off the playoff roster. It was what it was. And, you try not to dwell on it, and you hope you have an opportunity to come back and prove to everybody that, that was then, and this is now, and I've done everything that I can do to get back where I need to be, and here we go. So, like I said, the Braves organization, I can't thank them enough for, putting me in the place where I'm now, give me the opportunity to play in Atlanta, be at home, and, it was a team I grew up rooting for. So I got a lot of great friends, the coaches over there were awesome, pretty much everybody was just unbelievable to me over there. So, I know I got booed a lot when I was there this past weekend, but that's just the nature of the game, man. You go about it. I've gotten so much support over the off season from all the fans in Atlanta. So it was fun to go back, I got to say.
How much tougher do you think you are mentally now? And do you think, until something like what happened to you the last couple of years in Atlanta, do you think any athlete who had the unbelievable success you did, I mean, you're the only second baseman in baseball history to hit 30 or more home runs in four consecutive years. I mean, do you almost take that for granted a little bit until it's taken away from you?
A little bit. With what happened to me and getting hit in the head and not being able to see the ball like I had before, that was it was kind of relieving for me to know that, you don't just suck now. There is actually a reason for it. And, it sucks that it took as long as it did for me to get back to feeling the way that I do, the way that I did before. But it happened. You got to take it with a grain of salt, and you got to keep moving forward. But, you can't say that, this is the reason I'm so mentally strong. Everything that's happened in my life has gotten me, as strong as I am, upstairs. It's just kind of this is just another stepping stone. This is another thing that's going to make me that much stronger.
You're listening to Dan Uggla, the second baseman of the Washington Nationals, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Dan, going back to last week's game again, you talked about it being one of your favorite moments. I mean, you were a 08 All-Star selection. Do you have a favorite moment that you've had in professional baseball?
I can't say that I have a favorite moment. All three of the All-Star games I got to go to were pretty cool. Participating in the Home Run Derby that last year at Yankee Stadium was definitely up there. And then you go to the home run last week. It's tough to beat. I've had a walk-off grand slam and things like that, but I think you look at the significance and how recent everything is, and just all the work that I put in this last off season. I can't put anything ahead of that game the other night.
All right, Dan, before we let you go, and when we have guests like you, we love to put them through a rapid fire, just first thing off the top of the head. You ready to play?
All right, go ahead.
Cheers. All right, how often do you flash that San Francisco Giants ring? How often do you wear that bad boy?
Haven't gotten it yet, but I'll flash it every once in a while on the right occasion once I get it.
Varsity Chili Dogs, friend or foe?
Friend.
When you were with the Smokies in 2005, where was your go-to place in Chattanooga when you'd come down here?
I didn't have one. I just, pretty much stayed at the hotel.
Best heckle you heard in Atlanta?
I think the best one I heard, somebody told me that somebody said, our highest paid player finally came through.
Who is the official pride of Columbia, Tennessee? Is it you or someone else?
Oh, man. No, definitely not me. I think we had a sign up.
Wasn't James K. Polk from there?
James K. Polk. I got to go with Lynette Cole, former Miss USA.
All okay.
Right. How much did you turn out guys like me who may have written things in the paper or said things on the radio during your struggles?
What's that now?
Well, guys like me who may have written things in the paper or said things in the radio, how much did you just completely ignore all of that?
I ignore pretty much all of it, good or bad. I mean, I know you guys are always talking crap and, when things are going bad, and you're praising us when things are going good. So you just got to take the good with the bad and roll with it. That's kind of the nature of the beast with the media.
Where is your favorite venue in the majors? Where's your favorite place to play?
I got to say Philadelphia, man. Back when they're rocking and rolling, they're selling out every night. I love to play there and usually did pretty good there, and they loved to hate me and tell me how bad I sucked, and it was just a nice relationship that I had with Philly.
Toughest pitcher you ever faced?
Cole Hamels. Cole Hamels, Johan Santana. Those guys dominated me pretty well.
Dan, listen, thank you so much for joining us. We know you've got the Braves right around the corner this week, but I know your focus right now is on Miami tonight, and we just thank you for taking some time to join us here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
All right, guys. Always a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Dan Uggla, the second baseman of the Washington Nationals, joining us here on Press Row. 648-1051 is the Hardee's Hotline. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone.